And now that you've risen up, I'll ask you to sit down, please. Some of you may remember that a year ago, just around this time, I took a Sunday off to go to a retirement party. It was for my friend Mike Klusmeyer, who is retiring as Bishop of West Virginia. He had accomplished much in his 20-plus years in that position. He led that diocese into broader and deeper mission and ministry. And he is, as proof of that, he is currently serving as canon in his retirement. He is serving as canon to the presiding bishop of the Episcopal Church, Michael Curry. In his comments at the party I attended, there were two others before that in different regions of the diocese. He praised the people of the diocese for all that they had done during his tenure. He recalled that there had been successes and failures, happily much more of the former than the latter. And in a memorable summing up, he offered his take on today's parable in Matthew. I'll paraphrase, and probably not too accurately, but he's not here. We as a diocese have taken risks in the pursuit of our mission, and I applaud you good people for your willingness to do that. I've always thought there should be a fourth servant, or slave, as our translation has it, in the parable of the talents. In my version, he would have been given 10 talents in the beginning. And when the master returned, after the one talent wonder had made his report, having saved his favorite servant or slave for last, the master would have asked for his accounting. That fourth slave would have said, "Master, after you left, an opportunity arose in which I stood to make a good, great profit for you. It was an investment in the neighbor's crop as he was expanding his planting and needed additional funding for expenses for his new undertaking. I analyzed his plan, the soil, and the conditions, and I invested your 10 talents in that project with the promise of gaining 20 more. Things went well for a while, and then there were reversals, bad weather, invasive insects, and more. I lost your 10 talents. I'm sorry it didn't work out as we hoped for or planned." Then the master, after what must have been a difficult pause for the fourth slave, said, "Well done, good and trustworthy slave. You took the risk I would have taken if I'd been here. I'm disappointed in the loss, but I know you and I will get through this and one day expand my holdings even further." He introduced, Bishop Klusmeyer did, he introduced this story by recalling another retirement speech at which he had been present when he was a priest. And that rector in another diocese said at his retirement function, "We haven't expanded our physical plant. We really haven't expanded our ministries, but we have maintained what we had received, what we already have, and we have stayed the course." And then he went on to tell the parable with his fourth slave. Well, frankly, I'm of two minds about his retelling of the parable. I do believe that in terms of a parish church, at certain times, God calls the faithful to do just what that rector said, to be patient and hold tight to what God had given them. But then I'm not the bishop in either of these stories. Neither, I might add, was I the priest in the second story, just in case you were wondering. Whatever we do as the body of Christ or as a cell within that body, we are meant to be bold in living out the gospel. During these, our 9 years together, we've taken something of each of those approaches. There have been annual meetings in which it seemed to be best to pare back expenses, particularly in terms of saving money on staff, and we're right on the cusp of some difficult decisions, and you decided to take the risk of retaining your status as a parish church, not becoming dependent on the diocese for operating expenses and becoming a mission. Recently, under the guidance of our wardens, past and present, we have indeed availed ourselves of diocesan funds, but they're funds that are available to any church that has undergone what we have in the past 2 years, if there is another such church. I'd put it up against anybody. Lightning, rats, flood. Well, and we recently sold a portion of our land to establish a capital fund to help us weather, pun intended, future storms, and as an investment in potential future expansion. I believe those actions are fully within the spirit and substance of the parable, both as we have received it and Bishop Klusmeyer's version. Another outcome of the recent developments was to retire the debt on Epiphany's original construction loan. That frees up some funds in our monthly expenses, and I feel certain that we will direct at least some of those funds toward expanding our outreach and touching the lives of those in need around us, helping us to live out the gospel of love we have received by God's grace in an even fuller way. And recently, you got pledge cards in the mail, the financial lifeblood of the parish, because that's what really allows us to be here and to exercise our mission and ministry. And then today, you have, let me be clear about this, a form to suggest names to the nominating committee, which is the vestry, who will put together nominees based on your input and their own discussions. And all of that is part of being willing to act boldly, to risk for the sake of the gospel. May we all, as individual members, and most especially as the corporate body of Christ in our parish church of the Epiphany, act as fully alive, fully awake servants of God in this world God has created and sustains and partners with us in how that is revealed here in Burnet, Texas, and beyond. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.